Father, lead us, guide us, and direct us by the Holy Ghost as we study today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in this little verse of Scripture, we have a tremendous message. And I want to point out about six things as time permits, and I can't deal with any one of them long because I don't have many minutes left. Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed on him against that day. Now, the first thing that I want to ask Oliver Green, and the first thing that I want to ask each of my listeners, have I believed? Now, have you believed? You'd be surprised at the people who come to the prayer room, and they say something like this. When we read to them, when the personal workers and the ministers read to the seeker, the one who comes forward for prayer, when we say to them, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now, have you believed? Have you really believed? And then the person will say, well, I just don't know. I just don't know whether I have or not. I think I have. I hope I have. But now let me tell you something. Paul knew. Paul knew. Now, if you don't know whether or not you've believed, if you do not know whether or not you have believed, this is the moment to find out, because you cannot go to heaven unless you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, as many as received him. To them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Paul said to the jailer, believe on, and to receive and to believe is inseparable. If you believe on him, you'll receive him, and if you receive him, you believe on him. And so, Paul said, I know. I have believed. I have believed. Paul says, I know that. Now, do you know it? Well, now you say, Brother Green, I can't be sure. All right, let's be sure right now. Listen carefully. Do you believe the Bible is the Word of God? You're not an atheist. You're not an agnostic. No, you're not. You believe the Bible. All right. Now, that's number one. Next, the Bible tells us that they crucified Jesus and buried him and God raised him. Now, do you believe that? Well, you say, preacher, I think I do. Now, wait a minute. You don't think any such thing. You know whether or not you believe it. I tell you, the devil may play tricks on you through the mind. But down in your heart, if you believe that Jesus Christ was crucified, you know it. You know whether you believe it or not. Now, do you? Do you believe Jesus was crucified? Do you believe that buried him? And do you believe what the Bible tells us? God raised him from the dead the third day. You say, yes, Brother Green, I do believe it. All right, you believe it. That's number two. Now then, if you believe that Jesus was crucified and buried and raised the third day, then I want to say emphatically, dogmatically, without apology, without hesitation, without reservation, I want to say you're saved according to the Bible. And I'd rather stand on the Word of God than some religion. I'd rather stand on the Word of God than some preacher. I'd rather stand on the Word of God than some doctrine book. Now listen, Romans 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what? You know, saved. That's my verse. That's my key to heaven. And I've seen thousands, and I say it very humbly, in the tent meetings, I've seen thousands accept Jesus on the grounds of that truth. And if you'll do it, you'll be in that number when the saints go marching in. Hallelujah. Now, Paul said, first of all, I have believed. Now, have you believed? Have you believed? All right, that's number one. Number two, whom have I believed? Now, we could stay here the rest of the time. We could stay right here the rest of the time. Now, a young man came up to me, two nights ago, and he said, Mr. Green, do you believe in so-and-so? I said, I'm not going to answer you, yes or no, because that question can't be answered, yes or no. Oh, he said, yes, it can. So just tell me. So just say yes or no. I said, no, sir, I can't do that. I won't do that. I refuse to say yes or no. Now, listen. I said to that young man, what denomination do you belong to? And he told me. I looked him straight in the face, and I said, I can tell you what you believe, and you answer me now if I'm telling the truth. So I told him, I said, you do not believe in so-and-so. He said, you're right. I don't believe in this particular doctrine. And I'm not going to mention the doctrine on radio because I don't have time to discuss it, and I refuse to discuss it on the radio today because I have another message. Now listen, he said, I don't believe in it. I said, I can tell you why. I said, I can tell you exactly why, and you won't deny it. I said, it's because you belong to that particular religion, that particular denomination, and they don't believe in it, and you don't believe in it because they don't believe in it. Now let me talk to you, beloved. Let me talk to you today by the radio. Will you give me your undivided attention right now? Listen, whom have you believed? I'll ask myself, Oliver Green, whom have I believed? Oliver Green, I have believed, but whom? All right. Now, do I believe Baptist doctrine, Methodist doctrine, Presbyterian doctrine, Holiness doctrine, Catholic doctrine, Lutheran doctrine, Episcopalian doctrine? What do I believe? Whom do I believe? Now, listen, to hasten, Paul said, I know whom I have believed. Now, you know whom Paul believed, you know. Paul said, when God, who separated me from my mother's womb, called me, he said, I conferred not with flesh and blood. I did not confer with flesh and blood when God called me. So Paul believed God. Now, just a minute. In Acts 9, Paul was on the road. Jot it down and read the whole chapter, Acts 9. Paul was on the road to Damascus, and he had warrants. He had letters, and he was on the road to persecute the Christians. And Paul was walking toward the city gate, and a light shined around him, and he fell to the earth. And a voice said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And Saul answered, whom, that is, who are you, and to whom am I listening? Who is it speaking? And Jesus said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And Paul said, what wilt thou have me to do? What shall I do? And Jesus said, arise and go into the city, and you'll be instructed. Now, Paul believed God. Paul believed God's word. He did not believe the disciples in Jerusalem. He did not go to Peter to take instruction in doctrine. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? Peter, God bless his precious memory, and God bless him as a great disciple, an apostle. But you remember on one occasion, Peter ate with the Gentiles until Paul came to town, and then he refused to eat with the Gentiles. He would eat only with the Jews. You remember that in the book of Galatians and Romans? You remember? And Paul rebuked him sternly. Now listen, Paul did not go to Peter and take lessons in doctrine. You know what's wrong with this country? You know what's wrong? We have too many classes in church doctrine. Too many classes in Baptist doctrine. Too many classes in Methodist doctrine. Too many classes in Presbyterian doctrine. Too many classes in Pentecostal doctrine. Too many classes in doctrine, period. We need some classes in Thus Saith the Lord God Almighty. Now, whom have I believed? Number one, have I believed? Number two, whom have I believed? Number three, do I know? Am I personally acquainted with whom I have believed? Now that's the third question. Do I know whom I have believed? Paul said, I know whom I have believed. Now, Jesus warned us to try the spirits. I keep referring to the meetings because, of course, they're fresh on my mind. But a lady came up the other night and she said, Mr. Green, why don't you preach it like our preacher preaches it? Why don't you believe it like we believe it? She said, I can't understand why you preach it one way and our preacher preaches it another way. Well, I said, dear lady, did I preach it from the Word of God? She said, so does he. I said, yes. You can take the Word of God and take a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit somewhere else, and you can make yourself a religion and make any kind of doctrine you want to preach. And you know it's the truth. You can take a little bit of scripture here and a little bit of there, and you can prove anything. Now, the scriptures are to be studied and rightly divided. Study to show thyself approved unto God, and rightly divide the word of truth. Now, it's a sin to wrongly divide the word of God, and it'll send folks to hell. But if we rightly divide the word, let the word of God speak, and keep ourselves out of it, then God bless you, we'll see souls saved, and we'll not be the author of confusion, but we'll be the author of peace and unity and joy and salvation. So Paul said, whom have I believed? I know whom I have believed. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, I was about to quote a verse when I got sidetracked. Listen, Jesus said, try the spirits and see if they be of God, because many false teachers are gone out into the land. And Jesus warned in the end of the age there would be many false prophets. And my good neighbor, there are many false prophets in the land today. When I say, Mr. Green, why are you so sure you're right? And why are you so sure that what you preach is right? And why do you say there are other men who are false prophets? Simply because if you listen to the Gospel Hour, I read line upon line, verse upon verse, chapter upon chapter, and I do not add, God bless you, what my church believes, because I'm not preaching for a church. I'm not sent by a church. I'm not sent by a denomination. I'm preaching the Word of God line upon line. So, it's by grace, through faith, in the shed blood that we're saved. It's by grace, through faith, in the shed blood that we're kept. It's by grace, through faith, in the shed blood that we'll stand before God, accepted in the Beloved, in Jesus. That's the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And that's what I preach. I don't preach works, baptism, good works, doing, giving, or going. It's believing, receiving. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. Now watch the questions. First, have I believed? Yes, I have. Second, whom have I believed? I have believed God. Third, do I know whom I have believed? Yes, I know that I have believed God, because what I believe is in the Word of God, and I have not twisted it to make it say what I want it to say. I believe it just like it's laid down. Now then, second, what have I committed unto him? What have I committed unto the one in whom I believe? Now, I need a lot of time here that I don't have today, a lot of it. Some of you people are happy today, sad tomorrow. Rejoicing today, frightened tomorrow. Now, you think, you say, preacher, I know I'm saved at times, and I just rejoice, and I shout the praises of God, and my heart is filled with melody, and I sing the praises of God, but other days, I'm just so blue, and so discouraged, and so defeated. Well, all right, what have you committed unto him? Now, just what have you committed? Are you trying to use God Almighty as a fire escape, and you say, Lord God, here's my soul. I want you to keep my spirit out of hell, but you can't have my body, you can't have my feet, you can't have my hands, you can't have my eyes, you cannot have my ears, you cannot have my voice, you cannot have my money, you cannot have my business. I just want you to keep my spirit out of hell. Now, what have you committed unto him? You certainly should not hold back one iota, one minute detail of anything. You should commit unto Jesus your spirit, your soul, your body, your members, everything. Soul, spirit, mind, body, everything. Just say, Lord God, here I am, I commit my walk, my talk, my thoughts, everything, see. Paul counted all things lost that he might gain Christ. He lost everything for Jesus' sake. Pride, prestige, honor, position, everything. He laid everything on God's altar. That's the reason he begged the Romans to present their bodies. He said to the Corinthians, your body's a temple of the Holy Ghost. He said to the Romans, present your members, instruments of righteousness. And he begs you and me, whether we eat or drink or whatsoever we do, do it all to the glory of God. So I ask Oliver Green, what have I committed? What have I committed? And then, am I persuaded that he's able to keep what I've committed? Am I persuaded? Do I believe he's able? Or do I think I must help him? Now that's where some of you fail right there. You think you must help God. The only thing you can do is trust and leave the rest to God. I mean it. Just trust and leave the rest to God. Am I persuaded that He's able to keep what I've committed against that day? Oh, what a verse. What a verse. Am I persuaded that God is able to keep what I have committed unto Him against that day? Is He able to keep it till that day? Is He able to keep it to that day? Do I believe that? Am I persuaded? Now listen to the questions. Here they are. Have I believed? Whom have I believed? Do I know whom I have believed? What have I committed unto Him? Am I persuaded that He's able to keep what I've committed? And am I persuaded that He's able to keep it against that day? Now, brother, when you can say what Paul said in that verse of Scripture, there are not enough demons, devils, evil spirits in heaven or in earth, rather, in earth or in hell to rob you of your place in heaven. When you believe what that verse declares, when you accept it, face value, and believe it, there are not enough demons in hell to cause you to stumble and waver and so forth. Now, I want to say today, with all of my heart, I do believe. I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He's able. And I've committed everything that I have unto Him. If you haven't, bow your head and close your eyes and do it right now. Give your heart to Jesus this very moment. Father, save the soul that's nearest hell, reclaim the backslidden, revive the indifferent, and assure the doubting in Jesus' precious name.